It's Thursday of the third week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is Saints Cosmas and Damian, which flanks the Roman Forum's Via Sacra. But first we go to the Collect Church, which is San Marco. We were here the other day, and then we march down through the most ancient section of Rome, perhaps over the cleft of the Capitoline Hill and down to the level below and to Saints Cosmas and Damian. These saints were doctors who came from Sicilia in modern-day Turkey. They were apprehended in the time of the Emperor Diocletian and therefore tortured in order to force them to recant. Cosmas and Damian were twins, and their veneration is consistent with Rome's seeming fascination with twins. You will recall that the founders of Rome were the twins Romulus and Remus. They were associated with the Palatine Hill that looms above the Roman Forum. And there were also the demigod twins Castor and Pollux, and there is a temple to them in the Roman Forum just across the way, so the brothers Cosmas and Damian may have been a symbolic counterbalance to the pagan god brothers and these other temples. In 1526, Theodoric the Visigoth, the Ostrogoth rather, gave part of the library of Vespasian to Pope Felix IV, and that became the basis for the Basilica of the twins Cosmas and Damian. Thus we are in the section of the Roman Forum called the Forum of Vespasian. Part of Vespasian's library was joined to the Temple of Romulus in order to make the Basilica. In the 17th century, Urban VIII, the Barberini Pope, restored the church. In the Basilica itself, there are 6th century mosaics depicting Christ against a blue sky background. Peter is in a senatorial toga, and he's presenting St. Cosmas dressed in the tunic of a traveler, and St. Theodorus holding a martyr's crown. On the other side is St. Paul, also in the guise of a Roman senator, presenting St. Damian and Pope Felix IV, holding a model of the Basilica. There are naturalistic elements in the mosaic. You'll see, for example, that the figures cast shadows. In 1512, this basilica has been in the clutches of the Franciscans of the Third Order Regular. Last year on this date, we heard Cardinal Bacci. Today, let's hear Father Troadec. In the Gospel, St. Luke tells how our Lord healed the mother-in-law of St. Peter, as well as many other sick people. Those poor sick people are an image of ourselves, sick from vainglory, envy, anger, dishonesty, gluttony, and who are struggling hard through our Lenten efforts. Our Lord is the doctor of our souls, our Savior. He gives us antidotes to our misery with his own hand. Against pride, he prescribes humility. Against anger, he teaches us meekness. To fight against gluttony, he invites us to temperance. Yet to benefit by the graces of God, we have to forgive from the bottom of our heart all offenses we have received. It is true that forgiveness of insults is very arduous. It is already not easy to accept reproaches, even when they are justified. Our self-love has a natural tendency to put up its hackles or even dig in its heels when anybody puts his finger on our weaknesses. But it is even harder when these reproaches are unmerited. And yet, the teaching of Jesus is clear on this point. He asked us to say in the prayer of the Our Father, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." On the day of judgment, God will use for us the measure that we will have used for our neighbor. That is why it is so important to attack this evil at its source by uprooting all animosity, all resentment, all bitterness out of the depths of our heart. And so that we may never find ourselves in the sad predicament of being in enmity with someone irreconcilably, let us acquire the habit of never allowing the sun to set on our anger. That is the preventative solution to long-standing bitterness, which it is later so difficult to uproot from a hardened heart. Lord Jesus, to reach the joy of Easter and the happiness of heaven, help me to stay faithful to my resolutions and purify my heart so that I might sincerely forgive the evil or the injustices which my neighbor has done me over the course of my life.